Galway manager Cathal Murray, the defence of your All-Ireland title begins at home on Saturday as Limerick to visitors to Pier Stadium in your first round clash.
Yeah, looking forward to Tommy. I suppose it's probably 6 weeks since the National League, so we're looking forward to it at the weekend. Obviously a big game against Limerick, and we want to start the campaign off with a good start.
You mentioned the 6 weeks gap between the league final and Saturday's contest. Has that been a chance to give the team initially a rest, but then get together as a squad, get tuned in and get ready for the first round of the championship?
Yeah, we get them two and a half weeks off, which was, you know, it was the harm after the league. You know, the league was a long campaign, and it was good to get a break. And look, the training has gone fairly well since we've come back at it. And I suppose we're happy where we are, but, you know, Saturday will tell the tale on that.
If you look back on the final against Cork, it was a game where, you know, you came out in that second half and Cork had no answer to you in the end, but it was a case of building during that league. And has that continued now, where you're at a stage now where you feel happy with the opening two league championship games against Limerick and Offaly? And of course, we look forward to the final group game and that, which will be against Kilkenny. But for now, you're happy where your team are at?
Yeah, for now, we're taking one game at a time in the championship, that's it. And we're just concentrating on Limerick, we're not looking any further than that. I suppose going back to the league, it was nice to win it, but look, we're under no illusions that this team is going to improve massively from the league. And you know, we need to improve a lot as well. I mean, Cork are missing three or four, you know, first team players in this in the league final, and look, they're going to improve now come the championship. You know, we saw what Clare did in the Munster campaign. Them teams have a lot of big advantages over the last few weeks. They're playing Leinster and Munster championship matches, and when we're sitting idly by. But look, we're happy where we are. We know we have to improve, and I think that's what the agenda we've been pushing at training. And look, we're happy where we are. So I suppose we'll know for definite where we are on Sunday evening.
And you can't beat championship games, as you say, the pace of them, the intensity. Limerick next weekend, Offaly the following week. Couple of more games thrown in as well, and you know, it's about getting up to that pace early in the year, because this is a condensed championship now. You know, we're talking about just a couple of months and it's all done and dusted. If you know, if Galway can stay winning, they'll be in an Ireland final again, but it is pretty compact.
Yeah, it is pretty compact. Yeah, as I said, we're just taking it game by game, and look, I suppose we're looking for performance on Saturday evening. That's what we're hoping for, and look, we feel we're in a good place, but I suppose on Saturday evening tell the tale.
Panel wise, are you looking towards any injuries or any girls maybe that mightn't be available for this opening round clash against Limerick?
Siobhan McGrath is going to be out for another 2 or 3 weeks anyway, at least. You know, she's still in a boot after a stress fracture, so she's the only one that's definitely missing at the weekend. Other than that, we've a full panel to pick from.
Of course, there's been a lot of talk about the venue and the double header in Pier Stadium on Saturday. Galway and Dublin 3 in at 6 o'clock, but Galway versus Limerick in the Camogie Championship on at 3:30. Is that a venue that you're looking forward to playing in?
Yeah, listen, we're obviously delighted to be getting into Pier Stadium, and it's obviously we're playing a double header in there. You know, we would like if the match is on at 4 o'clock, and you know, make sure that there is a nice crowd in there. But hopefully people are going to come early, and you know, it is going to be a quality match, we hope, and we hope that the public do come early and do watch the Camogie. You know, we're the girls are learning champions, and it'd be nice if the Galway crowd come out and support them and be there early.
Of course, it's a very busy day on Saturday, Cathal, for you as well and your management team, because you've got the intermediates against Laois as well earlier on Saturday in Ballinasloe.
Yeah, the intermediates are playing at 12 o'clock in Ballinasloe, so it's a big game for them. Laois had a really good Leinster campaign. Beckley Kinney in the quarter final, and just got bet by Meath by a few points in the semi final, so they'll be good. That match wasn't supposed to be on until probably the middle of the evening, certain June, but Laois requested being brought forward, and that suited us. So yeah, it's going to be a busy day. Look, it's a big day. It's a big game for the intermediates. It's good to start the campaign well, and it's good to have a home match. And I suppose we'll have a big rush into Pier Stadium in there after it.
Yeah, the intermediates, of course, sometimes they're the forgotten grade in some counties or whatever, but in Galway they're developing all the time, and you have girls, you know, trying to stake a claim, make their place on the intermediate team with the eventual goal of getting onto the senior panel.
Certainly, yeah. Look, that's the way we use it. You know, we'll say, you know, the likes of Derby Higgins, the likes of Sarah Spellman, the likes of Rachel Hennefey, Anya Kane, they've all played intermediate and gone on and played senior then, and that's what you want. We use it all the time with developing players. Look, it's a kind of a big change this year. We're probably missing, I think, 12 of last year's starting team in the semi-final. There's just a big exodus of players. a lot of them travelling, and then some of them just not available. And but you know, we have a lot of the minor panels in the last 2 years, and there's some real talent in Galway, and you know, we are using it as development. But at the same time, I think, you know, we have a group of players there that can be really, really competitive this year. And I suppose, look, Saturday is important that we get off to a good start in that.